Are we afraid to speak up because we are truly afraid of what other people think?
Welcome to the Different Ability Podcast. I'm your host, Katie Fortune. The girl that says, it's not my disability, it's my different ability. We are going to dig deep every week discussing the challenges, the struggles, the successes and wins with being different. We will bring you inspiring and motivating stories and messages of people with different abilities that are living their best lives the way they were created. Are you ready? I know I am. Let's do this.
Hey, hey, welcome to the Different Ability Podcast. I'm your host and friend, Katie Fortune. Today's episode is for my friends that don't want to speak up. Yeah, you know who you are. And you know what? Sometimes it is scary to speak up for something you believe in or something you don't agree with, but it's oh so necessary sometimes. Now, it doesn't mean you always have to speak your mind and get everything out there like I do always. But speaking up is important because if you just sit back and don't say what you feel, and then you get frustrated because of whatever's happening, I'm sorry, I just feel like you don't really get a choice to be upset about it because you didn't say anything about it. I know, pretty bold. That was kind of jerkish. I apologize. What I'm getting at is, you know, we've all been, I shouldn't say we all, many of us have been in meetings, okay? The dreaded meetings. Whether it's meetings with customers, whether it's meetings with bosses, whether it's family meetings, whatever that looks like, big company meetings, whatever, we've all been there and they open it up to people to talk and respond and you sit there. Even though you want to say something, you don't. So my question to you is why? Why are we sitting back, not talking, not standing up for ourselves? There's probably many reasons. Maybe because you're scared. Maybe because you're afraid of what they're going to think of you. Maybe it's because you've spoke up before and they completely ignored you. Now that's happened to me way too many times because I am not afraid to speak up and I will speak my mind because it is important. I've been in speaking engagements where I'm like, hey, anyone have any questions? You want to ask anything? You want to comment? And no one says anything. But then after my speaking is done, like my event is done, people come up to me, oh, I wanted to ask you this. Oh, I wanted to say this. Part of me is like, thank you for coming to me. But also, why didn't you say anything? These questions are so good. These comments are so good that other people should have heard that. Are we afraid to speak up because we are truly afraid of what other people think? I mean, how are we supposed to get anything done? How are the people in the room supposed to know how you're feeling and knowing where you stand? Now, I'm going to come back and just chat about specifically work stuff because this episode was inspired by something from my life recently where I was involved in a meeting. And like I said, I have no problems whatsoever speaking up, especially if it's something that I'm very passionate about. And also, I am known for speaking up for other people as well. So I don't know. Part of me is like, I have nothing to lose. You know, like, I know that's kind of a big thing to say because, yeah, sure, you could lose your job. You could lose different things. You could lose family, friends. But at the same time, I'm literally living within my authentic self. So, for example, in a meeting I was recently in, someone brought up the word boundaries. And for some generations, that word is touchy. Okay, I'm just going to leave it like that. Now, the person that brought up the word had so many valid points. And I was so proud of her for saying what she was saying. And then unfortunately, and hey, it's okay. Everyone has a right to say what they feel and their opinions, I guess. I just said we did. We should all be speaking up. And then I said that. I'm sorry. We do. We all have the right to speak our opinions kindly. And this person in a different generation, and that is okay, said, I'm really sick and tired of this word boundaries. It's being used too much. What it really comes down to is time management. And I'm going to tell you, my friends, whoo, did my lights inside of my body and all the fire in my body go off? Yes. I was like, oh, no, 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 no. Boundaries and time management are very different things. We are not here to gaslight and make other people feel bad for setting boundaries for themselves, especially in the workplace. I was so fired up internally. I can't even tell you. I was so fired up. But I kept my cool. I did. And when I had a chance, I said, no, I agree. Everyone in the world should be having their own boundaries. That's something we need to do because we were not put on this earth to work 24/7. We come to work, we get our work done, we work hard, but we can absolutely shut things off at the end of the day. We can absolutely, and we should, be spending time with our friends, family, whoever we want to. We are not here to work 24/7. So no, this is not a time management problem. It's a, hey, some people, if they don't set boundaries for themselves, will work way too much. And I'm proud of that person for standing up for herself, for setting boundaries for herself, but also she felt not great because here she is setting boundaries, but yet everyone's still so busy, we can't get things done. And that's valid. No one should be working 80 hours a week. I'm sorry. Especially if you're not getting paid for it. So in that situation, yes, it was a very tense situation. And then it went into a different meeting that opened up the door again. And again, yet I stood up and said, no. Everyone should be practicing good boundaries, whatever those are. Okay? Like, let's get real. It's 2024. I'm tired of the hustle culture. I'm tired of the glorifying working so many hours. It's not fun. It's not funny. It's not cute. To me, it's kind of embarrassing. Have a life. Now, if that triggered you, I don't mean to trigger anyone. I also am doing a lot of things all the time, but it's the thought that like you feel like you're obligated to have to work and bust your butt. And then you look back and you're like, what did I just do that for? I never spent time with any of my family, any of my friends. I'm exhausted. I'm burnt out. And that was my point was I, Katie Fortune, do set boundaries in my day job. Because I learned in a past day job, and that's why I'm not there anymore, and I left, because it got down to a situation where I was working 80 hours a week, never saw my boyfriend, never saw my family, hated my life, was cranky, was exhausted. That's not a way to live life. So when I left that job, went to a different one, and then came back into furniture in a new company, I made it very clear to my leaders and to myself that I will have boundaries in this job, period. And I hold them. It's for me. And it's also for others. It's for my customers. It's for my coworkers. If you text me at 8 o'clock at night, I'm not going to get back to you. It will be there tomorrow. If you email me on the weekends, I'm not going to get back to you. I'll get there on Monday. I got things to do. I have a life to live. And so do you. This episode took a turn. Took a turn to talk about boundaries. But that was an example of standing up in something that you really believe in. You don't have to do it that way, but if someone asks a question, hey, does anyone have any questions or have any comments? I want you to try to not be afraid to say something. Step out of your comfort zone and just try it. Just say something. It could bring up a really great conversation. It could bring up a really good point for your leadership team or whoever you're talking to, your family, your friends, to know, wait a minute, that is something we're not seeing. Because if no one speaks up, no one's going to know if things are not going well. And on the flip side, if no one speaks up, no one's going to know if things are going really great. It's communication, my friends. Let's be better communicators. Let's practice that. So my challenge for you is to, in your next meeting or family meeting or conversation with a friend, whatever that looks like, if something hits you and you're like, ooh, I think I want to say something. Number one, write it down on a piece of paper so you don't forget. And then when the time is right, speak up and try it. And be okay if the person ignores you. It literally happened. I spoke up about something and it was completely ignored. Is that appropriate? No, it's absolutely inappropriate. But guess what? I said it. People heard it. And don't worry, I'll bring it up again. Because you know me. I'm Katie. And I'm not going to stop just because someone ignored me. That's cute. Try it. I know you can do it. And I know there's things that you wish you would have said. And if that's you, that's okay. In the next opportunity, the next meeting, take that opportunity. Speak up. Say your idea. Ask your question. Make a comment. You just don't know where that could lead you. But I do know your voice is needed. So get out there and do it. Speak up for yourself, my friend. I believe in you. Talk to you next week. Wow. Can you believe it? It's already done. Another episode is complete. Thank you so much for listening today. And if you want more, head on over to katiefortune.com/podcast. There you will find a link to all of the Different Ability Podcast episodes, along with where you can join the exclusive Different Ability Podcast Facebook group. Lastly, if you enjoyed this episode, please share it with a friend or family member. And I would love it if you left a 5-star review. The more reviews and ratings we get, the more incredible stories we can share each week. And remember, it's not your disability, it's your different ability. Are you ready to share it with the world?